It's time for another legislative update, and joining us today, we have Representative Christine Watkins. Christine, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for taking out the time again today.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you.
We've hit March, so I know it is kind of the home stretch as far as the legislative process is concerned. You were talking to me about some of the things that you guys have had in the works over the last couple of days. One of the first things you mentioned to me, though, was federal land.
You know, it's a big issue for Utah because so much of our state is owned by the federal government, and so much of it, obviously, is in rural Utah. And it really hampers this as to what we can do economically. And so one of the issues is the federal government's supposed to pay us, it's called a PILT payment in lieu of taxes. And so, okay, if we can't use these lands, then give us a fair market tax payment on them. And that just hasn't happened. It is literally pennies on the dollar. And so, and we never know how much it'll be. We never know when for sure it's going to come. We have Eastern legislators, Congress people who are saying, why are we sending this money out to Utah and Wyoming and, you know, and Colorado? What? Why are we doing this? And so they want to stop it, and which would, of course, be it's worse than water already is. And then we have issues on the federal land of the wild burros and wild horses. And so we have lots and lots of issues. So I was just in a meeting with staff people from our congressmen and our senators, and we are trying to work together as legislators. We had a lot of county commissioners in this meeting. And then, of course, meeting with the staff people. And so we're trying to say to them, go back and talk to the Congress people and help ask them, you know, to do this for us and help us. And because we have all of our congressmen are very aware of the federal issues and the PILT payments and the things that are a problem for us. So, it's that time of the year and season of candidates that when we're looking at people that we're going to be voting we want to represent us, look at people who understand these issues and are willing to go out and truly take on that battle with us and for us.
Again, Representative Christine Watkins joining us right now to give us a legislative update. Christine, let's move on and talk about a bill that has now passed the Senate, House Bill 101. This is going to affect a lot of people throughout the state of Utah because this says you can no longer hold a cell phone in your hand while you are driving.
Right. It's House Bill 101. What did I say it was? 101.
Yep, 101.
And it's a bill that has been in front of us for a number of years. And this year, it made it through the House, and it has gone through a Senate committee. So now it will go to the Senate floor, and if they pass it, then obviously it'll go to the governor, and I'm sure he'll sign it. But it is a bill that says you cannot already you can't text. Just let's make that clear. We passed that law a number of years ago. You cannot drive and text, even though we know people do it. But if you get caught, there's some severe consequences. And so, and we've got 22 other states that already have this law into effect. So we would be number 23 if it goes through. And you can use, you know, a lot of new cars have that Bluetooth capability. So someone can call you. You don't even have to touch your phone. You can just push a little thing on the dashboard and say answer, and you go hello, and away you go, and you're not dealing with a phone. Now, if you're in it, and you know, we're always encouraging people when people say, well, I need to do this and I need to do that, then just pull over and take care of the business that you need to, and then you can get on the road. You know, we had a local person up here really working on this bill because we had a little boy in Price who was riding his bike with his dad, and someone who was talking on their cell phone ran over him. Now, fortunately, he's still with us and he's fine, but he had some really serious injuries, but thank goodness he's young and he's been able with surgeries and stuff to come back and be with us. And he was on the floor by me when I spoke in favor of this bill, because for a long time I have not been in favor of this bill, but then you just finally realize so many of the accidents that are occurring are people who are driving distracted. So we're really just trying to encourage people, keep both hands on the wheel, pay attention. And I will tell you, at that evening, I was sitting on the floor, everybody, you know, it was later on in the evening, and a representative walked by, and he says, "I'm going to catch heck when I get home for voting for that." He said, "But darn it, I think it's going to save lives." So we still have one more step in this process, and that's to go through the Senate on the floor. And so I'll watch it, and I'll be sure to report back, because this one could be a real game changer for you if you're out there driving.
No question. No question about it. I know we'll have plenty more to talk about next week, including budgets. I know you'll get some resolutions there. And we'll have plenty more to talk about next week, won't we?
Yes, and I think we'll talk a little earlier in the week, because we know Thursday is our last day. My car is really loaded because I am emptying out my apartment now, and I'm really looking forward to coming back home.
Well, I'm looking forward to chatting with you once again, Representative Christine Watkins. Always a pleasure. Thank you again for the time.
Thank you so much.
That's another legislative update right here on Castle Country Focus.